Blog Talk Radio.
I got a girl always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love her. I'm gonna ask her, is you will or is you ain't my baby? The way you acting lately makes me down. Baby, baby, my flame in your heart don't go now. A woman is a creature that's always been strange. Just when you cure of one, you find she's gone and made a change. Is you ill, or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby found somebody new. But who they know, Didi? Still my baby true.
Oh,
City, a demon is on the loose. The people are terrified. The police baffled. With diabolical cleverness, the monster strikes without warning and draws mustaches on all the ads. No one knows who this fiend is. It could be you. It could be me.
But it happens to be me. We've all got a mission in life. We get into different ruts. Some are the cogs on the wheels. Others are just plain nuts. I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. Science is some folks' calling. Others pilot a ship. My mission in life, stated simply, is a mustache on every lip.
Woo!
me here, but they're booby trapped. A rustle of tongue. A reese pinky pinky. I won't be here at Christmas. I dare be here, but you better take a peek. Hey! It's a moony mustache thing. By her teeth from a noose, but to one matinee her bridge work gave way and she flew through the air like a goose.
Well, what do you say, jury? Ah, yes. Not guilty.
Thanks. You saved my life. Never again will I paint another mustache. I'm doing beards now.
Thank you.
Freeze to death if you stay here.
And you won't have any food either.
Don't worry about me. I got plenty of food. And right now, I'm going swimming.
Meow. I'm that hungry little kitty cat you just read about. I'm so hungry I could eat a woodpecker. Yeah, that's it.
Pardon me, buddy. That's probably the grocery man. Come in. You're just in time for dinner.
Yeah? What are you going to have for dinner?
I'm going to have cat fish.
Yeah?
Let me take your scarf off.
You know, I think that pigeon tried to choke me.
You must be pretty cold, buddy.
Nah, I ain't cold.
Oh, yes, you are. Step over by the fire and get warm for dinner. Oh, boy. Feline fricassee.
Pigeon, I'm going to pick you dry.
Thank you. little old sow. I come in, but my head is bending.
Hello.
Charge! Get back there, you dang Yankee! Great horny toads, I'm up north. Gotta burn my boots. They touched Yankee soil. Lay down your arms and step forward, Yankee.
What's the hassle, Smassle?
My orders from General Lee is to hold the Macy-Dixie line, and no Yankees are crossing it.
General Lee? Why, the war between the states ended almost 90 years ago.
I'm no clock watcher. And until I hears from General Lee official, I'm a blasting any Yankee that sets foot on southern soil. So scram, Yankee! Well, it's one of our boys.
The sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home.
Hey there, boy. How about giving out with something peppy on that there skin box, huh?
Yeah, over. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony.
Yankee Doodle!
He carried in his hat and called it the cherry.
You traitor!
Don't beat me, Martha! Please don't beat me, Martha! Don't beat this tired old body! No, don't!
What's this I hear about you whipping slaves? But, never mind the buts. Here's my card. Look me up at my Gettysburg address. Okay, you fur-bearing carpetbagger. I'm giving you 1 second to come out or I'll blow you out. Time's up.
To plug you, Mr. Duck, but I'm a sportsman. A great, great sportsman.
A great sportsman, eh? Sportsman. Listen, sport, you don't know the meaning of fair play. What chance has a poor, helpless, fluffy little winged creature like me against you? You with your bullets and your shotgun and your knife and your duck call and your hunting coat and your hunting dog and all kind of stuff like that there. What protection have I got? A bulletproof vest, I suppose. How does that get there? How'd you like to meet me in a fair fight, Mr. Sport? All things being equal, man to man, Marquis of Queensbury rules. That's different, eh? Yeah, that's something else again. Yeah, you don't like that, do you, sportsman? No. You don't like it, eh?
Ladies and gentle ducks, in that corner, he's a dog. You can have him. What a tramp. Elmer Fudd.
Hello.
Hooray!
And in this corner, a duck who needs no introduction, that outstanding exponent of clean sportsmanship, that champion of champions, your friend and mine, our own, our beloved Daffy, good to his mother, Duck. Now, boys, fight clean.
Oh, brother!
No rough stuff. None of this. Or this. Or this. Or like so. Or this. Or this. Or this. You understand?
Yeah, you mean none of this? Or this? Or like so? Or this? Or this? Or...
What's that?
Huh? How about a little of this?
Absolutely,
You know, there's something awfully screwy about this fight. Or my name isn't Larimore. And it isn't.
You got him punchy, champ. He's practically a dead duck already. Now get in there, fight. Go on in there, knock him out. Give it to him, champ. Let him have it, champ. Getting a little thin on top. How about a little something to stimulate the scalp?
Now shake hands.
Which hand do you take?
That one.
Nope. Wrong. Guess again.
All right. I'll take that over there.
Ain't he a dope? You sure this is the one you want? You're right! The right one!
And here's round one coming up. 1-3-9-10, you're out. The winner and new champion, Daffy Duck.
I'm not the one to complain, Mr. Weffley. But I thought you said no rough stuff. None of this, or this, or this, or like so, or this, or this, or this.
That's all, folks.
Right on time. And in one of those cars is the first component of the Army's newest secret weapon. Army top secret. Danger. I'm right on target. This component must reach its destination. Spider sensors tingling. Something's wrong up front. What in the name of J. Jonah Jameson is that?
I am the Rhino. Nothing can withstand me. the first component. Soon I will get the other two, and then I will control the world.
Wow! What hit us?
I don't know. It all happened too fast.
Either I was seeing things, or we were hit by a rhinoceros.
It's gone! The box is gone!
I'd better get out of here before they suspect me.
Hey, look! It's Spider-Man!
Come back or we'll shoot!
After him, men! Which way did he go?
That way, through the trees!
I could just hear old Jameson when he gets this story.
Army's top secret component, stolen by that menace to society, Spider-Man! The other two components of the world's most fearsome weapon will arrive within the next week by jet, submarine, and armored car. All precautions should be taken to protect them from that traitor, Spider-Man! Miss Branch, get Peter Parker on the phone!
Yes, Mr. Jameson. I'll get it, dear. Mr. Jameson. Mr. Jameson.
The biggest story of the century. And I want you to get out there and get pictures.
This is Peter's Aunt May speaking. He's in bed with a bad cold. There, you see? So you just have to find someone else. That Mr. Jameson gets so excited.
What did he say?
Oh, something about you taking pictures of a crooked spider.
What is it?
His cold remedy has been in the family for over 100 years.
Tastes like it, too.
Get some rest now.
I'd never be able to get near the scene of the wreck in broad daylight. But as soon as it's dark... And now to find out what or who caused that train wreck. Somewhere there's got to be a clue. Wallop and web shoes. Rhinoceros prints. Maybe I wasn't seeing things. Maybe they'll lead me to what's behind this.
Soon the other parts will be mine, and my destructive power will be the greatest in the world. Then I will destroy. Destroy! Destroy!
I've lost the trail. Think I'll check this area from above.
What's that?
It's charging. Duck!
Oh, trouble. Wallop and Whipsnappers, it really is a rhino.
Okay.
Yeah, but what hit us?
Caught in my own parlor that time.
Fan out, men. Cover every corner. Okay, come on out with your hands up. Okay, we're coming in.
Feel better, honest.
Well, just to be sure, here's a nice cup of senna tea, cod liver oil, and lemon juice. I'll get it. Yes? Oh, good evening, Mr. Jameson. I'm sorry, but Peter is not going anywhere until he gets over the cold. Imagine wanting you, a sick boy, to go to the airport this time of night.
Airport? Aunt May, I feel kind of sleepy.
That's because of the soothing potion I put in your tea, dear. Sleep well, Peter.
Sleep well? Just my luck when I've got to stay awake long enough to get to that airport. It must be the second component coming in.
Got to stay awake. Got to.
Flight code 400, okay to land on runway 2. Wind velocity 10 miles. Over and out.
We'll go. Over and out.
This has to be it. Show. I spoke too soon. There's more than one way to catch a rhino.
He might even bust a hole in the wall to lead us the wrong way. We know you're in there. Come out or we'll shoot. This is your last chance. Come out.
He got out through that vent.
Made it.
That fool Spider-Man thought he could stop me, but I can't be stopped. Only one more component to go. Tomorrow, the world!
If Spider-Man gets that third component, he'll destroy us all.
But Mr. Jameson, the report said it was a huge rhinoceros.
The report also said Spider-Man was there. There's no doubt about it, Ms. Brandt. Spider-Man and that rhino character are working together.
But Mr. Jameson...
Don't argue, Ms. Brandt. Just get Peter Parker on the phone.
Yes, sir.
But if a lady answers, hang up.
Hello, Peter? How are you feeling?
Peter, my boy, I need you. The third component arrives today by submarine. And if I don't get pictures, we'll be scooped by every newspaper in town.
You wouldn't want that to happen to the Daily Bugle now, would you?
Of course not, Mr. Jameson, but...
Mr. Jameson, Peter is not going anywhere until he's over this cold. It seems to me, if you'd learned your job properly, you could take your own pictures.
Now all the nerve! Imagine suggesting that I, J. Jonah Jameson, take my own pictures! Say, maybe she's right. I could put on a disguise and pretend I'm a cub reporter again.
Poor boy. He must be sicker than I thought. Oh, well, sleep is the best medicine.
Say, nothing stops the press.
This is a restricted area, sir. Please keep 5 feet back from the fence.
I'm from the Daily Bugle.
Sorry, sir. There is positively no admittance.
That doesn't mean the press.
I'm afraid it does, sir.
Who do you think you're talking to? I don't take orders from anyone. Why, I'll have you busted to Buck Private.
Well, it looks like I've caught a real live spy.
You can't do this to J. Jonah Jameson. I'll call the mayor, the governor. I'll report this to the president.
Looks like old JJJ's got himself snafu'd. I'd like to help, but I'm collecting rhinos today. There's the sub. And there's the rhino.
Unidentified object approaching bow. Prepare to fire. Fire! Ready, torpedoes? Fire one.
Oh, no. Again.
Understand why you're not better, Peter. My cold remedies have always worked before. Nothing like barley soup with plenty of pepper to keep your strength up.
Thanks, Aunt May.
Now eat your soup like a good boy.
Yes, Aunt May.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Rhino escaped police nightmare around Central Park. Get your Daily Bugle in. Extra, extra, get your Daily Bugle in.
I wish you were well enough to come in, Peter. Everything's gone wrong. The rhino got away and...
Got away? But the police had him surrounded.
They've combed every inch of Central Park. They've even taken the real rhinoceroses out of their pool. And Mr. Jameson has disappeared. Oh, Peter, what shall I do?
Just carry on, Betty. I'm sure old JJJ can talk himself out of... or wherever he is.
How many times do I have to tell you? I'm J. Jonah Jameson. Publisher of the Daily Bugle. I'm a patriotic citizen. I'll take this to the highest court in the land. I'll have you all court-martialed. I'll...
by every newspaper in the country.
And it's all the fault of that hypochondriac teenager!
I don't know how long I can fool Aunt May, but Spider-Man's needed now. Wow, between my cold and that pepper... Pepper! Hey, I bet that's the answer. First, I have to find Rhino. Nothing can get past those security units. Rhino must be in here somewhere. Now, if I were a rhino, where would I hide? That's funny. Betty said the rhinos had been moved out of the zoo. Rhino in the rhinoceros pool? Why, it's so obvious. No one would think of looking there. If that light ahead means what I think it does, I've found Rhino's hideout.
A perfect fit. It's the most dangerous weapon in the world, and it's mine! You! Why you?
The more you squirm, Rhino, the deeper you'll sink. Instant baked mud. That should hold you. Say cheese. In case you want more prints, here's my card. Compliments of your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. So long, Rhino. I'll let the police know where you are.
No, Mr. Jameson hasn't returned yet. I'll have him call as soon as he comes in. Why, Mr. Jameson, where have you been?
Never mind where I've been. Is it true about Spider-Man?
Yes, isn't it wonderful? He captured the rhino, saved the bomb, and now they say he may even get a medal.
Stop! Stop!
Now that everything's back to normal, I'd better go home and try some more of Aunt May's cold remedies.
Big G comes on, we'll talk more about cartoons, but for right now, good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome as we are celebrating Black Music Month in our continuing salute here on Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Ingram. G, come on in, and as always, it is great to hear from you all. Show 1,407. courtesy of BASNNewsroom.com and the brothers and sisters of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Now, we are guaranteed to get in that ass. You find the who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes how, all kinds of now, at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to members of the Brother Man Network, where we are doing our thing. And as always, laying out some classic R&B. My man G is in the house, and we're going to talk. Now, G, you telling me you put sliced bananas on Cocoa Krispies?
No, there was a
no kidding.
We put bananas and Cocoa Krispies together.
Oh, okay. All right. I was wondering about that. Well, you know, nothing's more community than having Saturday morning cartoons and cereal. That's a given.
Yes, sir.
But a lot of people forget, you know, the music that was done for many of these cartoons was very, very much adult. And it's always been understood that cartoons weren't made for kids. They were made for adults. The first piece of music you heard was "Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby," and that was from the song "Solid Serenade," which was a cartoon done in 1946, and I believe won an Oscar for best cartoon. But the whole point was the music was just as cool as the action. One thing I found in Vancouver that was amazing was that every summer, the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra would play the cartoons, but the orchestra would play the music accompanying the cartoons. So it gave a whole other feel to it. It was really kind of fun. But one person we need to give credit to in this regard is a man named Hoyt Curtin. Hoyt Curtin did all the theme music and action music for many of the cartoon shows, but he was most noted for Johnny Quest. So all that stuff you hear in the beginning of the theme music and everything else that went with it, you know, everybody loved Johnny Quest. And it actually was one of the first primetime cartoons that came out back in the day. And ironically, the kid who was the voice of Johnny Quest was Tim Matheson, who would be Otter in that fucked up movie Animal House. But I digress. It's not his fault. As a kid, he did all right with the voice for Johnny Quest. It's very believable. And, again, this is prime time stuff now. You know, this was where there was a real family hour. So once a week, yeah, you had Johnny Quest coming on. You had the Flintstones coming on. Eventually that turned into the Jetsons. But cartoons have been infused in our culture since forever. We had a little bit of Daffy thrown in there as well. And y'all know Daffy was a brother. We knew Daffy was a brother. All this shit he had to put up with.
In the afternoon, when I was a kid, at 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. 4 o'clock,
yep.
WKBIX,
yep.
New York. It was Astro Boy,
yep.
Gigantor, mm-hmm. and Tobor the Ape Man.
That's right. Astro Boy, Tobor the Ape Man,
Gigantor.
All that good shit. Set me in the house. Later on, Speed Racer was added to the lineup and whatnot. And the music to all of these cartoon shows was just as important. You know, you can't separate one from the other. You can hear a certain theme and know which cartoon it is, usually before it plays all the way out. But
I enjoyed it. Boy.
Oh man, did you cry when his atomic heart gave out? Now,
I can believe that. Like, come on, get out of here.
Japanese, like they don't play with that. They deal real life shit. In Astro Boy and Space Cruiser Yamato, which was in America called Star Blazers, characters died. You know, we didn't see that shit happen in American cartoons, but in Japanese cartoons, people died. And it was like, oh, shit. So it was a whole different spin on that. And, you know, as we were looking at cartoons, waiting for that black hero, you know, we didn't get exactly what we wanted. Some stuff eventually came along. But
I didn't see a black character until 1973 or early 70s.
Which
and
character was that?
Sunman.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't, I think you're right on the timing, but there was one character who took his power from a black deity. And that was Birdman. Now Birdman was white, but he took his power from Ra. And when he had to replenish himself, he had to get to the sun, and the higher up he got to the sun, the more energy he sucked in. And it was actually in one episode, he actually said it, like, "Thank you, great Ra." I was like, "Oh shit, he's thanking the brother." So, that was the closest we got until later on, and they were putting in other characters and stuff like that in. The Ghostbusters series, not the fake one, but the real one, because there were two Ghostbusters out around the same time, and they replaced Winston Zeddemore's character, the one voiced by Arsenio Hall, with a monkey. The monkey was supposed to be the supposed genius and shit like that. Then he's a fucking monkey. And we know about some of the other venal stuff, like with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which my youngest daughter loved. But I had to give her some shit when they were talking about these characters, Rocksteady and Bebop. They were supposedly villains, and, you know, they were bumbling villains. But the whole point was they took two forms of black music and decided to make negative characters out of them. And I'm like, why would you call them Rocksteady and Bebop? You know, that's bullshit. You know,
well,
you call them
Megatron. Megatron is a bad guy. Why would you do that?
Well, see, that's the whole point. These are part of the ongoing attacks, and they are attacks. You have to call that shit what it is. You know, that they would do. Culturally, there cannot be any black heroes. No way. And because of this, you know, we sometimes will ignore the little aside because we're enjoying the cartoon, but make no bones about it. Especially when it comes to the media aspect of this, everything is used to attack. So that even in the simplest moments of enjoying something that should be as simple as a cartoon, there's always a motive behind it, which is fucked up. But that's the truth of the matter. So Saturday morning cartoons notwithstanding, what was the one cartoon you had to see, even if you couldn't see any of them on Saturday?
Well, when I got older, it was the Jackson 5
cartoon. Yeah, the Jackson 5 was interesting, yeah.
I like that.
All the brothers were drawn. They said they looked like real brothers, all that good shit, yes. Me, I was still into the action mode thing, so the Herculoids were my favorite cartoon. So I had to make sure I was up before 11 o'clock so I could see the Herculoids. But other than that, I was open to everything else. And you were right about Gigantor, Speed Racer, and there was also Marine Boy after Astro Boy. But all these good things.
I never saw Marine Boy. I never saw that one.
Oh, yeah. Marine Boy was on there. He was after Astro Boy, and he had this weapon.
What did he do?
He could swim underwater on these propeller things, and he had this little thing that he threw. It was like an electronic boomerang, and shit would just blow the fuck up, you know. Like, and he lived under the waves with this young lady. I think he was trying to hit on the mermaid, but they didn't know how to figure that out.
Yeah.
Shit like that. But yes, music and the pace that it takes us through as it's describing the action is something I I paid attention to it very early. And we're going to play a couple of cartoons just to give you a little smile tonight. We're going to go back to work. And, G, let's hear what you got cooking for the upcoming weekend.
Well, I think we're going to go back to Philadelphia
Records. Oh, shit.
And I think we're going to Philadelphia National All-Star Weekend.
I like that. All right.
The OJ, the Al Melvin, Teddy Vinograd, the Intruders.
Okay. Philly International in the house. Philadelphia, a true music city. So you're going to get a nice portion of Philly soul. And, of course, we are the home of classic R&B here on the tree as well as the cove. So pay attention to these things. Go and enjoy all that good stuff. Let your folks know. Because you got more good stuff coming your way. Any last things you got to say, G?
You know, 10 years ago, I didn't know about the tree or the cove. And now, the tree and the cove are a staple of VTR. You can't go without a weekend without either one or the other, either the tree or the cove.
Oh, now you heard what the man said. Spend your weekends at the cove under the tree. Get some of that good-ass R&B. We will give you some time to recollect and collect, and you will surely be glad that you stopped by. Having said that, let's get on with a little more conventional groove as we continue to celebrate Black Music Month. Remember, weather is nicer, and yeah, there are less masks out there, but don't worry about anybody else's foolishness. You stay on point with your own. Wash your hands.
Yes, sir.
Wash your ass. Especially now, you don't know if it's going to be hot or cold. You can't be walking around with a dirty ass. Wash your ass, damn it. Wear a mask, please. Or at least carry it on you just in case. And watch your back.
I'm coming home, baby. 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 cake. Oh, can I have it my way? Don't I deserve a break today? Them buns, I like the way you bake.
Running fever at 110.
Check. never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah. Not just me, she was so sweet when she did the freak with me. Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah.
It didn't work, no.
It wasn't poking no more.
She was so she was so needy, but when she did things with me.
Just be me, immersed in pulse of deep. Oh, she cares, y'all. Her day I wouldn't be right without her makeup. She's never had a makeup.
Fade the black. It's time to take our nonsense back. And remember, this is our culture. We built this. Don't let nobody tell you different. We appreciate the additions that everybody else has added to the mix, but this is our own thing. And believe it, the home of classic R&B. Check us out Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern for our musical tip. As we continue with the Music Therapy Mind Stream and celebrating Black Music Month, and, of course, Saturdays, editorially, we get down with the Stir Fry, followed by Gary Norsgren and Grand Epic Cove. Sunday, early on the Music Box, Big G will celebrate the music of Philadelphia International. So if you're down with Harold Melvin and Teddy P, a whole lot of good stuff coming at you. While of us here at the tree, please go safe, stay safe, and be safe. We will see you Saturday.